It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're in the midst of wedding season, and for many people, marriage is the first time they'll have to consider managing money with someone else in mind. As chairman and CEO of BPU Investment Firm and a member of the board of directors of the Pittsburgh chapter of the Financial Planning Association, Paul Bram helps clients make sound financial decisions to fit their lifestyles. When it comes to couples, this can mean that he has to be part advisor, part relationship therapist. He joins us now to talk about how couples can manage money at all stages of life. Paul Bram, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks so much, Paul.
What can couples ask each other as they start to consider a financial planning approach for their relationship?
Well, I think it's important to understand that people spend months planning for a wedding and very rarely spend any time talking about the next 50 years and how they're going to sustain one another. So I think it's important to begin with perspective. I think couples need to explore the notion of what's really important about money to them as they think about basic needs, as they think about family, as they think about community, as they think about their own purpose and what it is that they really want to represent and be in life, the things that fulfill them. They need to figure out how money fits into that. They will have different perspectives because they came from different backgrounds. So it's important to have that conversation. What's important about money to you?
What are some of the primary things that you talk about with couples when they come to you for financial advice?
Well, we want to explore differences that exist between members of a couple, financial partners. At some level, it's a merger. So we want to understand their family history with respect to money. We want to get a sense of their perspective. We want to understand what's important. What are the goals, objectives? And what I really mean are the things that require money and planning that, when accomplished, allow you to really experience and be fulfilled by what's really important to you.
So how about handling disagreements over money? What do you suggest? I talked about the whole aspect of your being a relationship therapist, but I mean, let's face it, money is the root of a lot of problems in a relationship and in a marriage, right?
Well, unfortunately, 55% of marriages fail in this country. That's the divorce rate. And the single largest topic around that failure is money. People don't like to engage in conflict. And when you haven't clearly identified goals and objectives, when you're not on the same page with shared values, the way that you handle money will be different and it will become a point of friction. And so I think it's important to explore those differences respectfully. We have lots of differences in marriages, right? There's lots of things that we disagree on, and we learn to respect one another in those differences and manage around them. So find those shared values, those shared goals, have a plan in place for those, and then allow the other person to explore those other areas of their lives through money in a way that is best suited for them personally.
What are some financial issues to consider as a couple is reaching different life stages, and especially when it comes to, you know, things like avoiding debt?
Yeah, so debt is that secret thing that sneaks up on people because we have these magic plastic things called credit cards, and they get issued to anybody that can fog a mirror and isn't declared incompetent by the courts. So I think it's important. I think it's really important that we talk about spending, budget, and debt and understand the difference between good, necessary, and bad debt. So good debt would be leveraging money to buy an appreciating asset like a home. We shouldn't be afraid of a low fixed rate mortgage that's certainly within our cash flow parameters. But revolving non-deductible debt like credit card debt, well, that's bad debt, right? Necessary debt. I have to have a car to go to work. Maybe I need to take classes to further my position in a job. That's necessary. But that's what economists would call investment because it creates a return. Bad debt, no return.
What are the common issues for couples nearing retirement?
I think the big issue is what do we do with one another all day long together? So I'll never forget the story. A national sales manager for a large steel company here in the Pittsburgh area, hard-charging, retired Marine, now sales manager. All of a sudden, he's retired. Comes into the office once a month to review his finances, even though there's no need to engage in a review. He brings his wife with him every time. Every time he would open his briefcase, excuse himself to the men's room, And on this particular instance, when he excused himself prior to the start of our meeting, his wife dove across the conference room table, grabbed both of my hands, put her head on the table and said, "Oh God, Paul, you have to help me find something for him to do." And so they were spending all this time together and hadn't learned how to do that because he had done his job, she had taken care of the kids and had her life, and now they came together. So I ask people to practice retirement. What are you going to do with yourself? Where are you going to hang out?
Well, and that's certainly a concern. We have less than a minute left.
Sure.
But the biggest thing that I think everybody's concerned about is, will I have enough money to live out the rest of my life? So how does financial planning come into play?
Sure. I think there's four fundamental questions that we have to ask and answer. The first one is, do I have enough? The second one, how do I make it last? How do I protect it? And then finally, how do I pass it on? And the how do I make it last goes to the notion of how that money is invested in a balanced, diversified strategy with a reasonable distribution rate, say maybe 4 to 5% of portfolio value coming out each year. That creates a sustainable withdrawal rate. Now, the question is 4% of your invested assets enough in addition to, say, pension and Social Security?
It probably has a lot to do with how long you're going to live.
It has a lot to do with how long we're going to live. And it's an interesting fact among actuaries. The longer we live, the longer we live. So we have to plan for longer than average life expectancies. That only means half of us are here and half of us are gone. So in your planning, think about to age 95 and think about what your lifestyle is and look at those resources and put together a plan early, early, early.
And if you're not around, you can always leave it to somebody else.
Sure.
Paul Bram is chairman and CEO of BPU Investment Firm and a member of the board of directors of the Pittsburgh chapter of the Financial Planning Association. Paul, great thanks.
Thank you so much, Paul.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. We are out of time. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. See you tomorrow.